sun rises at 6:22. Put on your pants first. One moon is enough.
Okay. That was very clever.
I like that. Yeah, Tom Beal. Since that was so short, Jeff, I'm going to take street smarts.
Okay.
A downtown street is named for a man who received only 12 months of formal education but became an important figure in Arizona's early history. Franklin Street, which runs from Stone Avenue west to Silver Bell Road, is named for Albert Franklin Banta. Banta was born on December 18, 1843, in Warwick County, Indiana, to John and Fidelia Banta. 3 years later, the family moved to the Wisconsin Territory, where he received his limited schooling. He last saw the inside of a country schoolhouse at the age of 11. At the beginning of the Civil War, Banta was in the Missouri State Militia, but it soon disbanded. Next up, he spent a short time working for the Kansas Tribune newspaper, and in the spring of 1863, he traveled to Kansas City, Missouri, but was immediately arrested by Union soldiers and accused of being a spy for William Quantrill's Confederate raiders. He was soon released, but disgusted by his treatment, decided to head to Mexico. It's likely that around this time he changed his name to Charles A. Franklin to avoid any further problems with the Union soldiers. He joined a wagon train heading to the New Mexico Territory under the direction of Union Colonel J. Francisco Perea. He was introduced to chili con carne, which he insisted was liquid fire, and he learned a total of 3 Spanish words, si, no, and carajo, which mean yes, no, and damn. On June 20th, 1863, he arrived in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and worked briefly at the Rio Abajo Press. After gold was discovered near present-day Prescott, General James H. Carleton, who was in charge of the Arizona and New Mexico Military District, ordered a military expedition to set up a fort in the area. Franklin signed on as a bullwhacker, guiding the ox-drawn wagons. The expedition arrived about 2 months later and established Fort Whipple on December 23rd of 1863. While there, he was involved for a short time with the Arizona Miner newspaper. In 1869, he worked as a constable in Wickenburg. And in late 1870, he left Prescott for Tucson, stopping on the way to visit the city of Phoenix founder Jack Swilling. He reached the old Pueblo on January 11th, of 1871. In Tucson, he went to work for the Arizona Citizen newspaper, later called the Tucson Citizen. A few months later, General George Crook came to Tucson, then capital of the Arizona Territory, to take over command of troops in the Failing War against the Apaches. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. General Cook asked to meet Franklin, who had worked as a guide and a scout for the military. As a result of that meeting, Franklin served as a scout and guide for General Cook during the Apache Wars. In March of 1872, surveyor Solomon W. Foreman won the contract to survey the Tucson town site and was assisted by Franklin, Sam Ragland, and Green Rusk. During the survey, Franklin asked Foreman if he would name a dirt road at the far north end of town in his honor, and Franklin Street was born. Following a trip to Mexico, Franklin returned to Tucson and became Inspector of Customs. His next stop was at Camp Grant and then Yuma in California. In 1876, he found himself Justice of the Peace in what is now St. John's, and then spent some time in Florence before returning to Tucson in the fall of 1877. On October 31st, 1877, Franklin and an experienced miner named Johnny B. Hart traveled to the Santa Catarina, now called Santa Catalina Mountains, on a prospecting trip. With no roads at the time, ascending the mountain was difficult, but after 3 weeks, they returned home with some mineral specimens. On May 17, 1878, the Arizona Citizen announced that Franklin and pioneer James Lee had discovered in the Santa Catarinas some very rich strikes of gold and silver. That year, he also served as a deputy sheriff under Sheriff Charles Scheibel, who's the namesake of Scheibel Street. Franklin, always the restless pioneer, soon departed Tucson for the northern reaches of Arizona Territory. He served in many roles, including the first postmaster of Apache County in Springerville in 1879, census enumerator for Apache County in 1880, and as a member of the 12th Arizona Territorial Legislature in 1883-84. Following his time in the legislature, Franklin took steps to change his name back to Albert F. Mounta. Among the several newspapers he established or purchased over his lifetime was the Holbrook Argus in 1895, the Arizona Populist, which he renamed the Pick and Drill in 1896, and the Douglas Dispatch in 1902. In 1909, he returned to Tucson, met up with his longtime friend Johnny H. Behan, the first sheriff of Cochise County, to reminisce. He entered the pioneer's home in Prescott around 1916 and died there in 1924. There's a note here. Many Tucsonans incorrectly believe the street is named in honor of Selim M. Franklin, who arrived in Tucson around 1883 and built the Franklin House in the 1898 a block north of Franklin Street on Main Avenue. He also helped found the University.